On a regular basis, I'm in the trenches hearing people's sexual stories. I have to be honest with you, I can feel overwhelmed at times by the brokenness in our world. And I have to remind myself that where there's brokenness, there's opportunity. People are hurting and they are looking for answers. And the only answer is Jesus. Don't we have good news? Can we create spaces to hear and honor other people's stories? Can we allow ourselves to feel their pain without trying to quickly wipe it away and fix it with some Christianese answer? Can we sit with them like Jesus did? Can we weep with them like Jesus wept? But we can't expect people to be open when we still pretend to be perfect. We have to admit that we struggle in the area of sexuality too. Can we start with ourselves? When I teach classes, the women often remark, "You help us feel at ease because you're just like one of us." And I am. I am just like one of them. I still struggle in my sexuality. I will continue to struggle in my sexuality because I know I always have more to learn. There's always more depth, there's always more freedom, and more intimacy. So can you and will you be like us? Can you be real, not have all the answers? Work with us on this journey. We all have work to do. And so I just want to encourage you, now is the time to break open the conversation of sex in the church. Let me pray with you. Father God, I thank you for every person that has viewed this video, God. I pray that you would break their heart for the brokenhearted. I pray that you would help them to see opportunity where there is brokenness. Give them courage, God, to enter into spaces where the church has been so silent. Give them spaces to open up conversations, to not have all the answers, but to look to God for the answers. God, we trust that you're going to do an amazing work in and through us. And so, God, you work through us. Where we are weak, you are strong. In Jesus' name, amen.